This is the true bread which cometh down from heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I know I promised you it would be a very short service tonight, but I thought that I should say just a word or two to you before we conclude, and I would like to do so with your permission under the guise of a sort of a French lesson. Of course, I've just come back from France. I've got these French phrases and French memories in my mind. Three in particular. And the first of these, the French formal dinner. It's a long affair. It goes on sometimes for hours. And every aspect, how the table is set, how the food is passed, the sequence in which the repast is taken, that which is served, the use of the cutlery. It's all very carefully, you might say almost rubrically, delineated. Whether or not you're doing a formal French dinner for a bishop or dinner for your family, it's a complicated affair, isn't it? I've often wondered at cooks with great admiration, because I never quite managed to be able to get everything on the table in the right sequence and at the right time. That's not an easy thing to do. Well, amongst the priests that were gathered together on one occasion, there was a Mexican father, who Father Rigoberto is his name, and he is adopted, I think, the custom very discreetly and quietly of sort of slipping into the kitchen and helping the lady who gives these dinners to prepare the different courses and to serve them. And I know she appreciates it very much, especially what the French call his delicatesse. He does it in a very discreet, quiet way. Because, of course, putting on a dinner of that magnitude is necessarily rather a stressful affair. I think of that in connection with these great ceremonies for which our church is justly known throughout the church. A 40 hours devotion or a holy hour, Easter or Christmas or coming up now in ordination to the priesthood. That's as much regulated by rule and custom and demanding of us a perfect coordination and great cooperation as any kind of a formal dinner would be. So I want to thank tonight all of you who very humbly and helpfully report to the kitchen, sometimes without even being asked, that is to say, to the sacristy. When you are invited to a dinner, the art of it is that it seems effortless. And it's all very relaxing and very pleasant. And when you come to church, and you see the beautiful altars, and you hear the music, you see the ceremonies carried out before you, it seems effortless. But of course, a great amount of thought and effort goes into it. And so I wish to thank all of those who do that and work very hard to make these beautiful services for God's glory possible. And I include here, of course, our vocal kitchen, if you will, that is to say, the choir. And I include, too, our servers, sort of the waiters for these formal dinners. Sometimes poor servers, the only tip they get is to be advised that they've made a mistake at some point during the ceremony, or a very sort of a vague and a general thank you. But let us thank them all with our prayers, as well as our sincere gratitude. It is no easy thing to coordinate these affairs and to bring them off for God's glory. Secondly, the French are entirely, and it would seem to an American almost inordinately, devoted to regular eating at fixed times, formal meals. It's a remarkable thing for an American to see on a weekday the little children at noontime, taking a break from their classes, file into the priest's kitchen to be seated and have their regular formal dinner with the adults. And they have to have their starter course, and then they have to have their, and then that's the entree, and then they have to have the main course with vegetables and potatoes, and then there has to be cheese, and there must be salad, of course, and then some fruit at the end, and it's all done sequentially. Eating for the French is incredibly important, and missing a meal is well nigh unthinkable. I was talking with the priest I ordained in France a year ago. You will remember Father Guillaume Écart, who was here for a few months as a deacon. Well, we were talking about doing sick calls, and he was explaining to me, you know, it's very difficult to get the sick calls done. Why is that, Father? Well, it's difficult to get the sick calls done because by the time breakfast is over, that's the petit déjeuner, after the morning mass, there isn't time to go very far, and then it's time to eat again because you have to eat at midi, at noon. And I said, well, I thought to myself, I didn't say it because I knew better, but I thought, well, couldn't you just sort of maybe get a sandwich or eat later? That's not done. It would be unthinkable that they should pass by a meal. Making conversation at some point, I told Father Roger, the superior there, I said, well, you know, we priests, we try to get together maybe 3 or 4 times a week to have a meal together. And he said in an ironical French tone, ah, 3-4 fois par semaine, quand même, meaning all those Americans. It's true, we eat an awful lot on the fly, and sometimes we don't appreciate the benefit of a proper formal meal, as much for our families as for the clergy, and all of the benefits that that implies all the way across. Yet at the same time, we who would pretty much pass up a meal if we needed to just to accomplish our daily duties, we would consider it to be quite thinkable as well to pass up the spiritual repast that is prepared for us and of obligation each Sunday. It's all too thinkable for us to miss even a Sunday Mass if it doesn't suit our plans or our conveniences. And for the idea of 3 or 4 times extra a week, why, that would pretty much be unthinkable for even most devout Christians. And that's a sad thing. Perhaps the French have something to teach us here. Last of all, they have a little routine the priests do, and the people that help the priests at this rectory, in this chapel in Rennes, in Brittany, in France. So someone asks at a certain point in the evening, qui va faire le pain ce soir? Who's going to do the bread tonight? Because they have a little routine of going around to different bakeries and picking up that day's bread. You see, because in France, the bread has to be baked fresh every day. It never stays from one day to the next. And then if you know the baker, well, then he'll give you his bread rather than throw it away. And then that bread, in turn, is given to the poor. It's used to feed the students and the clergy and so forth. If it's a fancy kind of a dessert thing, well, then the croissants, maybe. That would be given to, that would be sold, possibly, in the church vestibule on Sundays. And at the very end of the week, it all goes to the animals as feed, as fodder. So none of it is wasted. It becomes for them a very important part of their routine. Every evening, someone's got to do the bread. Even as bread is a very important part of the meal for them, they break off a little piece of the bread and they use it to shove the food onto the fork. And they eat with bread in the left hand and the fork in the right hand. And when they finish the food on their plate, and you never leave any food on your plate in France, they have been known even to eat gristle, much to my amazement, then you use the bread that's been your little pusher to wipe the whole of the plate clean, and then you eat the bread, and then you're ready for your next course with a nice clean plate. That's their routine. It would be unthinkable for them, I think, to have a meal without, they would just reach automatically for a baguette, a piece of white French bread. If only it were unthinkable for us to go so long sometimes without that bread that came down from heaven, without that true bread of angels, which enables us, if you think of it, to get all of the spiritual nourishment that we need and to clean everything up and to have ourselves in good shape again because we have eaten of the bread of angels. Well, that's enough for our little French lesson tonight. Now we're going to the Latin, and we're going to sing together our Litany of the Saints. Isn't she glorious, Holy Mother Church? She is truly Catholic, universal, of so many peoples and nations and tongues on the face of the earth, all professing the same faith and all worshiping the same God. who is the true bread who came down from heaven. May it be a little less thinkable for you and for me to pass by this bread the next time it is passed. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.